Hi everyone! Today we are going to web scrape Instagram with the help of Selenium. Now, web scraping is a very handy technique which we use in order to extract information out of websites and saving it on our computer only by using code. Selenium, on the other hand, is a very powerful scraping library which not only scrapes HTML and XML websites, but also dynamic language websites such as Indeed, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, anything that has to do with lots of user interactivity and cannot be achieved with mechanical soup or beautiful soup. That's why we use Selenium. So in this video, I'm going to show you how to log into your personal account, how to search for a specific hashtag, and how to save images from that specific hashtag on your computer, completely automating the process of copy and paste. So if you guys are ready, you can go ahead and open your Jupyter notebook and follow along. So the first step with Selenium is downloading a web driver. And because you guys know me, I'm a Google kind of girl, I'll be using Chrome, but feel free to use Firefox or Edge or whichever browser you prefer. Usually I just type the name of the browser. So let's say Chrome, driver, enter. And it's usually going to be the first link on the page. So let's just click it. And here we're looking for the latest stable version. So we're gonna go to this link and click it. And on this page, you'll have to select the OS that works better for your computer. In my case, that would be Windows 32, even though mine is 64, but still going to work. And now you can extract this file and save it anywhere you choose on your computer. It's entirely up to you. I already extracted mine and I've saved it in this directory. And I'm going to copy the address because we'll need to enter it inside our code in 5 seconds. And speaking of code, let's open our Jupyter notebook. And as you guys can see, I already imported a bunch of functions and modules. And if you don't want to type everything from scratch, just download the starter notebook from the description of the video and save yourself some time. So the first thing we're going to do is connect our web driver to our notebook. And we can easily do this by typing driver equals webdriver.chrome with a capital C, and inside the round brackets we are going to specify the location that we just copied. So we'll do this inside a string and we'll just paste the URL. And here we'll need to do two modifications. So everywhere you see a backslash, we'll need to turn it into a regular slash. And we'll also need to specify the name of our file, which is chromedriver.exe. So we're just going to add it here. And now we'll need to specify which web page we would like this driver to open. So we can do this by typing driver.get. And inside these round brackets, we are going to paste our Instagram URL, which I'm going to copy. And let's check if it worked. So we'll only need to run this cell with shift enter. And as you can see, Chrome just opened a brand new window, which we're going to click on. And this is Instagram. Perfect. So far, so good. Now, in order to log in to our personal account, we will need to target these two input fields, one for the username and one for the password. We can do this very easily with the help of the developer tools. So if you do a right click anywhere along the page, and then you click on inspect, you'll be able to view the source code of your web page. But since we don't have the time to go through all this code manually, we are going to select the arrow button in the very top left of the developer tools, and we are going to click on one of the input fields. Once we do that, we can see that our element was automatically detected inside this very long code, and we can see all the details. Now, usually what I'm mostly interested in when I see this sort of code is the fact that the name attribute of our input field equals to username. And this is what I'm going to target inside our Jupyter notebook. So let's just go back there. And I'm going to create a brand new variable called username. And now we got to the tricky part where a lot of people are getting frustrated. And the reason why they get so frustrated is because they don't consider the life cycle of a web page. So whenever you're loading a web page, not all the elements are loading at the same time. So let's say first your HTML loads, then your CSS, then your Bootstrap, your jQuery, whatever you're connected to your website has a certain timeline. So if you're trying to access an element that's still being processed, it's not loaded yet, your notebook will obviously present you with an error because this element is simply not on the page yet. But luckily, Selenium provides us a way to tackle this, and we can simply do this with WebDriver wait and expected conditions. So if you guys want to code along, let's begin. So we start with WebDriver wait in camel case, and inside the round brackets, we are going to first specify the driver and then the number 10. Then we are going to use the until method with dot until. And inside these round brackets, we are going to specify our expected conditions with EC. And our condition is going to be dot element to be clickable. And here we'll add another set of round brackets where we're going to specify exactly which element we're looking to select. And I'm going to select my element by CSS selector. And if you guys remember, the element I'm looking to select is an input field where the name attribute equals to username. We can simply do this with a comma, and then we'll open a set of double quotes where we'll specify our element input. And inside a set of square brackets, we'll specify the name attribute and that it equals to username. Okay? And since we'll need to do the exact same thing with password, let's just quickly check the name attribute of our password so we can tackle it at once. So let's select the arrow button again, and then we'll click on the password. And we see that the name is equal to password. So that's easy enough. We're just going to copy this line of code. And everywhere we see username, we switch it to password. And once we've selected our input fields, we can proceed with entering our own information. So usually I start with username.clear to make sure that the input field is empty when I get to it. And I'll do the same with password. And now let's type inside these input fields. And we'll do this with username.send_keys. And inside the round brackets, we'll specify our personal username. In my case, it's MariaSha888. Feel free to follow me. And we'll do the same with the password. So password.sendKeys. And now you can enter your own confidential password. And now let's check if we got everything right by running the cell with Shift Enter and then navigating to our web driver. Perfect. You can see that automatically our username and password was entered inside these two input fields. Now, the only thing left to do is to press on login. So let's take a look at what we're dealing with here. Let's select login. And we can see that it's a button with a type of submit, which is exactly what I'm going to target in my code. So let's go back to our Jupyter notebook. And we're going to create a brand new variable for our login, which we'll call login. And I'm actually going to copy one of these lines from above just to save some time. And I'm going to get rid of this entire string and I'll replace it with what's relevant for this specific element, which is a button with the type of submit. Single quotes, submit. But selecting this element is not enough. We'll need to click it. So let's just add dot click at the very end. And let's run the cell with Shift Enter. Boom, it worked. In the next step, we'll need to click on not now, but we're not sure if it's an anchor element or if it's a button. So let's just take a look. Okay, we are looking at a button with the type button, which is very general. So instead of targeting the CSS selector, we will need to use an XPath selector, and we are going to target this specific text inside the button. Okay, I can show you how to do this if we'll open our notebook and we'll create a brand new element called not now. And we can paste one of these lines of code from above and adjust it accordingly. So I'm going to delete everything inside these round brackets, and I'm going to replace it with a different selector. So this time I want to select by XPath. And the syntax we're using to target an XPath is a bit different from what we've used above. So just bear with me. We will add a comma, and inside a set of double quotes, we are going to start with two slashes. And we're going to start with the element we're looking to target, which is a button. And inside a set of square brackets, we will specify that this button contains text that's equal to not now. Okay? Hope it makes sense. And in the very end of this long line, we will also add a click method. And if we run this cell with shift enter, oh, and I've got an error here. The button contains, not contain. Okay, so let's just run the cell once again, shift enter. Let's go to our web driver. And perfect. So the first not now button was clicked, but now we have another one to do. So let's go back to our code. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to run this cell once again with shift enter, and I'm going to copy this line of code, and I will paste it right under and name this variable not now too. Just so we keep a record of this for the next time we'll run this scraper. Okay, so let's go back to our driver. Perfect. Looks like we handled all the not now buttons, and now as a reward, we get to see Katya in a bathing suit.
Very nice.
And once we're done appreciating Katya's photo, we can make the screen a bit wider. And once we do that, we can finally see the search input field, which was hidden earlier. So you guys already know the drill. We click on the arrow button, and then we click on the input field. And we can see that the CSS selection will work here because the placeholder value equals to search, which is not general, it's very specific, so we can use it. Okay, so let's open our Jupyter notebook again. Oh, hi, OBS, how are you? And here we're going to create a brand new variable for our search field. We'll call it search box. Okay, and this will equal to one of these lines of code again, which we'll modify. And actually, I'm going to use this opportunity to show you how to select attributes by XPath. Okay, so we are going to delete all of this. And instead of CSS selector, we'll type XPath again. And then our string will once again start with a double slash and then the name of our element, which in this case is input. And inside the square brackets, the attribute with an at. Okay, so this beautiful email symbol. And we'll type placeholder equals to search. And once we've done that, we can move on with clearing this search box, similarly to what we've done with the username and password, okay, right over here. So we'll just type search box dot clear. And now we can specify the keyword that we're looking to search for. Okay, so we'll just go to the next line and we'll start a brand new variable for that, which we'll call keyword. And this will equal to hashtag cat at first, and then you can switch it to dog. And now the only thing left to do is to send this hashtag to our search field, and we can do this with search box dot send underscore keys. And inside the round brackets, we'll just specify our keyword. And now let's run the cell and check if it worked. So shift enter. We'll go to our driver. Perfect. So you see that our hashtag was automatically entered, but we still need to click on it. And because there's really no room to click on anything, we will just have to use the enter key. And I'll show you how to do this right now. So let's go back to our Jupyter notebook. And we are going to use the send keys method once again, but slightly differently. So let's just type along. So search box dot send underscore keys. And inside the round brackets, keys with a capital K dot enter. And this should do the work for us. So let's just run the cell and see if it worked. So shift enter. And it looks like nothing happened. Oh, perfect. I'm actually quite surprised because yesterday I had to press enter twice to get to this point. Okay. Today, for some reason, it worked after the first enter. So if you guys are running into any issues on your end, just copy this line of code, paste it underneath, and rerun the cell with two enter statements. Okay, so the next step is scrolling down along the page and selecting all the images up until the scrolling point, and then we can save them on our computer. So let's go back to our Jupyter notebook, and we are going to start scrolling, okay? So we'll type driver dot execute script. And inside the round brackets, we'll specify a string of window dot scroll to. And inside another set of round brackets, we are going to specify the Y location of our scroll. Okay, so we would like this to start from 0 and we would like it to end at 4,000. Which is about 4 times the length of our screen. And since we're looking at some JavaScript code, we will need to close it with the help of this character, which, my apologies in advance, I can't remember the name of it. And then we can move on with targeting all the image tags. So there's a very easy way of doing this with Selenium. We'll just type images equals driver dot find element by tag name. And inside a set of round brackets, we will specify the tag name, which is image. So this should extract all the image tags from our page. So let's take a look. We'll type images so we can see what it brings up, and we'll run the cell with shift enter. Okay, so we can see that we're looking at a list of Selenium items, which is not exactly what we were looking for at images. What we'll need to do now is we'll need to target the source attribute of our images. Okay, and we can do this with list comprehensions, just like I love it. So we'll type images equal to, open a set of square brackets, and inside it we'll type image dot get attribute. And inside the round brackets, we will specify the attribute, which is src, the source attribute. And then we'll continue our list comprehension with for image in images. And once we've done that, let's print images once again and run the cell. And now instead of looking at tags, we're looking at links, which is pretty much what we've expected. And now we can finally save all these images on our computer. So we'll start with creating a brand new directory for them. We can do this with path equals os get cwd. This command will navigate to the exact same directory where you saved your notebook. So from this point on, we will just need to add one more folder, and we can do this with join. So let's just type along. So path equals os.path.join. And inside these round brackets, we will specify the path from earlier, which is our current directory, and we're going to add another folder, which we will call cats. Now, instead of adding a string of cats, we would like to use our keyword variable from earlier on in the code. So we'll just type keyword. And because we don't really need the hashtag in the beginning of the string, we will just get rid of it with one colon. This will include all the characters except the first one. And to this, we can add a string of s. So the result is cats and not cat. And lastly, let's make this directory with os.mkdir, which is make directory. And inside the round brackets, we'll specify our path. Okay? And let's actually print our path just to double check and run this cell with shift enter. Perfect. Now we get to see exactly where all our photos will be saved. In the next cell, we are going to download these photos with the help of wget, and then we'll check the results. For this, I'll need to start with a counter variable. So let's type counter and set it to 0. And with the help of a traditional for loop, we'll start looping for image in images. And we'll create a brand new variable, which will represent the name of the file, and we'll call it save_s. And this will be equal to os.path.join once again. And inside these round brackets, we will specify the path once again. And then we will specify the keyword minus the hashtag plus our counter variable, but actually in the form of a string, because this is a string and we cannot mix the data types. And lastly, I'm going to add an ending to our image, which is, let's say, .jpg. And now that we specified the names for our files, let's actually download the files. We'll do this on the next line, and we'll type wget.download. And inside the round brackets, the first parameter is image, which is the iteration variable from here. Okay, this is our individual images. And the second parameter would be save as, which is the name we selected for our images. And to finish it off, we will need to increment our counter. So in the very end of this loop, we will type counter plus equals 1. So realistically, if we run this cell right now, and fingers crossed, everything should work. So let's do shift, enter. And of course I'll have a typo. So let's type keyword and not keyword and rerun this cell. Cool, so according to this, all our images were saved on our computer, but let's just quickly double check in our directory. And this might take me a bit, so bear with me. And you can probably recognize the notebook because it has the exact same name as above, and you can see our cats folder. Now, hopefully if I double click it, we will see a bunch of cat photos inside. Whew, fingers crossed. Perfect. Awesome. Now you guys know how to scrape dynamic language websites, which is definitely a level up. So congratulations. If you have any questions, make sure to leave them in the comments below, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.